May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Every service that is held here at St. John's is recorded in a book we have called the Service Register. What day, what time, who officiated, who preached, how many people attended is all recorded in that book. At the end of the year, we have to do a thing called a parochial report. And so that book gives us all our totals. It gives us our yearly attendance and the average attendance at each of our services. That only happened quite recently in the Episcopal Church because it seems that we're living in a time when numbers seem to be important. And numbers seem to reflect success. And it seems that the church has now become no exception on that. I'm convinced, though, that numbers in a church have nothing at all to do with the church. A church should never be measured by numbers. And numbers do not talk of success. A church must always be measured not by its numbers, but by its faithfulness. See, I really believe it's easy to fill a church. I believe it is. I think what we do is provide an hour or so of really good entertainment every Sunday. Help people feel very comfortable in the pew, you know, those nice thick cushions that your bottom just sinks in. Give away gifts and awards on a regular basis, especially to the children. Have regular gimmicks and giveaways. Advertise this on a regular basis, and I believe they will come in their hundreds. And only once in a while we'll speak about a person called Jesus of Nazareth. But mainly this will be in the context of giving money. So that we can provide the next week's round of entertainment. And we come and we sit and we listen and we feel good and we go away happy. I really believe churches are easy places to fill. But the church is not here just simply to see how many people it can pack in the pews. The church should never be concerned with being successful or even showing a profit. The church and the community of faith must always be concerned with being faithful to Christ. And sometimes being faithful to Christ, sometimes asking others, challenging others to be faithful to Christ means that some cannot, some will not, some just find it hard to do. We have, I think, one of the most interesting stories in the gospel this morning, where it tells us that some of the disciples of Jesus drew back and no longer went about with Jesus. These were disciples. These weren't casual acquaintances of Jesus. These weren't just one of the crowd who followed him. These were disciples. Some of the inner group, the closest friends of Jesus. But they could not commit themselves to the words of Jesus. They couldn't count themselves as being truly committed to Jesus. They couldn't live the life that was being asked of them by Jesus, so they left. What we find is that Jesus did not change what he said in order that they would come back. Jesus did not sugarcoat the message to make it more palatable. And Jesus never said what they wanted to hear. And then he even asks his other disciples, "Do you want to leave too?" It's very clear that Jesus is not concerned with numbers of disciples or even success of the disciples. Jesus is concerned about people being committed to him, being faithful to him, not only listening to his words, but living and worshipping according to his words. Even though being a disciple at times is not easy, it wasn't easy. And that's not changed. We call ourselves disciples, and Jesus still asks each one of us as disciples for a commitment to him. A life in Christ is not just some kind of outward show of religion. It's a life that he calls us to, where we discipline ourselves in prayer and in the sacraments. We discipline ourselves in our understanding, deepening our understanding of exactly what it was that Jesus taught. And reflect that in our worship and in our lives. We discipline ourselves in stewardship, not just of our money, but of our whole life. A life that daily studies and practices the teaching of Jesus, so that we absorb Jesus into our life, his character, his mind, his ways, his strength and his power. And some of it's not easy. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Don't be anxious about what you eat or what you wear. Deny yourself. Follow me. Let the children come to me. And do not hinder them. You know, when you think about it, that's not really very popular stuff that's going to draw in the crowds. Because Christianity cannot be, must not be, and will never be measured by numbers on a Sunday morning. Christianity can only be and will only be measured by the level of commitment made to Christ. And the difference that that commitment makes in our life. And then the difference that you make with the people that Jesus has put you with. And sometimes that's not easy. Today, some who were with Jesus didn't find it easy, and they left. But for those who stayed, for those who followed, for those who listened, those who watched, those who believed, Those who committed themselves to Christ, they came to know him more deeply as the Holy One of God. What is asked of us is not success, but faithfulness. May each one endeavor to live the life that's worthy of the calling of Christ. Amen.